And then when I was in the hospital later. No, actually, I walked on it, and it felt like, they would say, he would say, the lady who was facilitating said, say, cool mouse, cool mouse, cool mouse, cool mouse. You know, like pitching your mind is cool mouse, right? So I'm saying cool mouse, cool, I'm saying the hell out of it. Cool mouse, cool mouse. And I was like really doing it hard. Felt like I was walking on a carpet. I couldn't believe it. I had walked across these burning hot coals, and I hadn't felt anything. And I came back, and I walked across them again. Then I came back. And at that time, it was like moonwalk was kind of popular. So I moonwalked. all the way across. And you know what I noticed? That was an incredible experience. First of all, I learned what it felt like to be in the zone. I learned what it felt like to be so in tune with yourself that you were invulnerable. It's a certain feeling that goes with that. So I wanted to get that feeling so I could always recognize that feeling whenever I was getting ready to do anything I thought was impossible or hard. It's like Spirit gave me the state of mind that I should be aware of or the way I should be feeling before I step out into the void. I'm forever thankful for that, because now before I do things, I try to make sure that I have that feeling because I know what it feels like. The other thing was that the facilitator said it wasn't about whether or not you walked the coals, that you actually won if you honored yourself. So if yourself was saying to you, don't walk, because people who overruled what they were feeling burnt themselves. And those who didn't. So it's not about what you do, it's about whether or not you maintain that center of peace that this book is talking about. You're going to come from your center and not from fear. So before you do anything, stop and ask your higher self, is what you're about to do in line with it? And if what you are doing is truly in line with your higher self, there will be no fear. If you're completely accepting about what you're doing is in line with the Holy Spirit, there will be no fear. If there's a lot of fear and you go ahead and overrule the fear, then in your mind you should make it okay if it happens and okay if it doesn't. So you still might go after something you have some fear about, but from the very beginning, be willing to keep your peace whether you succeed or not, because you know you weren't completely in tune with yourself, because if you were completely in tune with yourself, there would be no fear. Complete attunement, no fear. Partial attunement, I still want to do it, but I got some fear. So partial attunement is, it might work and it might not. I don't know if I want to do it, and I'm terrified means no. I don't want to do it, and I'm really terrified to do it. I'm getting obstacles from everywhere, and I really don't want to do it. Kind of write that off as a no for now. I'm having a lot of fear, but doggone it, I'm going to do it anyway, because I know I want to do it. I don't care if it's no attunement or not. I want to do it. Okay? Well, if you go in that direction, then in your mind, make it okay if it doesn't happen. You're still not going to lose it. You're going to give it your best shot, but if it doesn't happen, everything is in divine order. But don't be like going, I'm 100% sure it's going to work, but I'm scared out of my mind. You couldn't be 100% sure it was going to work and it was the right thing for you to do if you're scared out of your mind. So you're already letting yourself know at a subconscious level you don't believe in what you're doing. You know, you could just muscle test it. Should I do this? Should I continue to teach the course? You know, should I stop teaching the course? If it's what you really want, you can't break the connection. If it's not, you're probably going to go, poof. So it's a lot of the ways you can communicate with yourself to kind of find out where you're coming from on a subconscious level, if you really want to know where you're coming from. And you can change that feeling. Just because you did it that time and couldn't do it, it doesn't mean you can't change your consciousness, and the next time you get ready, you really are ready. So remember, life is moment to moment. So don't be afraid to keep choosing once again. See what I mean? Yeah, maybe I wasn't ready today, but I could go back tomorrow and I could have had a consciousness shift, and I'm really ready tomorrow, but it wasn't time today. Okay? Now this is the deepest part of this whole paragraph to me. He says, He says, never forget for an instant that love is the answer. He said, because if you do, you will surely place yourself among the poor. If I come up with any answer other than peace, so every moment I'm choosing to either make myself poor or make myself abundant. I'm either choosing, from every moment, that's the same as saying, every moment I'm choosing to choose for peace, to make myself wealthy at a consciousness level, which is going to outpicture in my physical reality, or I'm choosing for poverty, and that goes with attacking, projecting, and blaming. If you're poor, you can be in a materially rich environment and have no peace. That's the course's definition of poor. You can be in a less than abundance material situation and have peace in center, you're rich. But it's very rare that you could have a completely, purely peaceful, loving consciousness and not have abundance in your physical experience. They kind of go together. A loving person just tends to attract everything they need abundantly. Ah, how was that? Wasn't that cool? The idea of attracting everything that you want abundantly instead of having to go out and get it. Wouldn't you like to attract it? Wouldn't you like to attract it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, I guess so.
Yes. Oh, all right, now maybe come in and get you. If you haven't signed the list, please sign the list. We're going to pass it. You already have it the last month or so. I'm trying to get a list of everybody, so that's why I'm asking everybody to sign the list. Then the Course in Miracles define the poor. The poor are those who do not understand that they dwell in abundance. I say it again. A poor person is a person who doesn't know they're surrounded by abundance, but they're just not manifesting it because of their thoughts. A poor person is a person that's surrounded by abundance, but do not perceive it or understand it. That's the poor person. So how do you get to be a poor person? You think that there is some other answer except your peace in every situation that you're in. Every time you choose to attack, it's almost like every time you choose to attack, visualizing someone going into your bank account and taking out several hundred dollars. And it'll change your whole perspective of attack. But the poor person wants to believe that they can attack and still reap a benefit. So it's easier, and we're talking about consciousness states. We're talking about mental states. So try not to give me physical examples. Because we're talking about perceptual correction. Okay, so a person that's going to manifest prosperity is a person that knows they want peace, and they know that the way that they get peace is to be peaceful themselves and to start to do everything they can to remove their blocks in their mind from the awareness of the abundance that's their divine right. It's like you should be spending all your time letting go of any ideas that would tell you you don't deserve to be loved, or that you don't have abundance as a divine right, or that you aren't a beautiful being, or that you're not a powerful being. Your time is to be spent undoing thoughts that block you, because it's the thoughts that's producing your physical experience. Whew. If you want to change the reflection of what you see in the mirror, you have to change the source. If you want to look at yourself in a blue blouse in the mirror, you don't try to get the mirror to change. You change the blouse, and then the mirror will reflect another color blouse. Everything you're looking at, and you look at me, when you look out there, you're looking at a three-dimensional reflection of your own consciousness, not a three-dimensional reflection of you. When you look out there, you're not seeing yourself unless you're seeing nothing but love. When you look out there, you're seeing your thoughts about things. So when you open your eyes, you're looking at your thoughts about things, but you're not looking at you. So prosperity is really a mental state. And you get to the prosperity consciousness the quickest by choosing for peace. All right. So when you know you're dwelling in abundance, of course, that's when salvation has come. You know, when you know that there's only good out there for you and that you're not doing anything stupid anymore to keep it from coming to you, now you've been saved. That's a whole new meaning for I want to be saved. I want to have my mind corrected. I want to be saved. I want to be healed. That's what I want to be saved means from a Course perspective. I love that. Salvation is right-mindedness. When your mind is right, you're saved. So any questions about that?